we're doing the full geopolitical roundup here, wrapping up the topic of the Iran war today with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar, former Green Beret, of course, running for Congress in North Carolina. I encourage all of you guys to go check out his website and consider donating. We need real, true America First patriots in office, and especially somebody doing daily interviews trying to tell you all the truth. I really appreciate him coming on the show. But the last topic I wanted to get to today, Anthony, is just the scale and the magnitude of the world's largest funeral procession ever held. It's between estimated 30 to 45 million people have been involved in this. And just the idea of you, like, you're a warrior, you fought, you know what that means. What does it mean to have the prospect of fighting a population like this that believes in their leadership in this way?
So, you know what, something I think that will stick in my head, very similar to when President Bush announced the invasion into Iraq in March of 2003, was when on the night of February 28th, when Donald Trump came out wearing his white MAGA hat and attempted to give this statement to the people of Iran about now's the time, now's the chance to rise up.
Right.
And what a drastic failure of a miscalculation, but also to then think that the population you're trying to influence to uprise after you just slaughtered children in that country.
Right.
But then also not only slaughtered their leader, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, right, wasn't just the leader of Iran and its government. He was also the equivalent of the Pope in terms of the pontiff of the entire Shia faith.
That's what I say. We killed the Pope, literally. It's so crazy to think that they would revolt after we killed the Pope. So go ahead.
Yeah. So his position in the Iranian government as the supreme leader and Ayatollah was that of global significance. And this is a good lesson to the West and to America that think that quote unquote Muslims are Arabs and it's an Arab problem. Well, the truth is the majority of Muslims don't even live in the Arab world or the Middle East. They live in Southeast Asia. The largest per capita is in Indonesia, Malaysia, etc. So this was a global response to we saw, in addition to the tens of millions of people that traveled and actually came to attend, not just Iranians, but throughout the world.
Right.
Over 100 countries sent official diplomatic representation. Medvedev from Russia, representatives from China, Korea, North Korea, Azerbaijan, all of the Central Asian states, all of the, you know, that it was a global show of solidarity behind Iran. And the global consciousness of stand up against tyranny, stand up for your sovereignty.
Right.
Don't bend the knee and kiss the ring for an easy way. Hold the line. And that's what Iran has done. No matter where someone may fall politically or what they view of this, no one can argue that Iran has not held the line against superior military force. They've done it with asymmetric force. They've done it with diplomacy. They've done it with information. The information psychological operations aspect of what Iran has contrived over the last 130 days with their Lego movies and their songs, etc., has really reshaped psychological warfare on a global scale. I don't think anybody could argue that. So it sends a message. And I think it concerned Donald Trump when he looked at that and he said, wow, I didn't think the Ayatollah was that popular.
Wow.
That's embarrassing. It's like,
we're going to come back to that. Thank you so much. Do 5 more minutes. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar, thank you so much.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The Force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
All right, we're kind of closing on the topic of the funeral here. You were talking about the foreign dignitaries that have all showed up from Russia, from China, from over 100 countries. This is not just the largest funeral in human history. This is one of the largest political gatherings as well, if you think about it from that perspective. So in closing, Anthony, your thoughts on this event and just America's future in this war really quick, next 5 minutes.
That's a great point, Alex, in terms of not only was it a gathering in as a funeral, it was also the largest political gathering that the world has ever seen. This is bigger than the NATO summit. This is bigger than G7. This is bigger than the UN General Assembly. This was massive. And to think that with all of these foreign dignitaries in the same rooms or the same places during this period of time, that there weren't relationships and negotiations and deals being brokered to where, guess who wasn't invited? The United States and Israel.
Right.
So when you... Now, was Israel there? Yes, because they have Mossad infiltrated very deeply, but they weren't invited. So when you look at the sense of relationships that are now growing from this, the United States had a choice to move forward in the world and normalize relations with Iran, China, Russia, Pakistan, India in its best interests. And we chose the wrong path. We chose to maintain our ownership under Israel to continue the path of sticking with Israel in the face of the rest of the world, to where now we're in direct contention with Turkey, with Iran, with China, with Russia. And when it comes time when boots hit the ground and the rubber meets the road, guess who's not going to be standing with the United States when we have to go all in to defend ourselves? Israel.
Right.
They won't be standing with us. There is not one war that I have fought in, and I have been deployed 12 times in 4 different wars. I have fought on the ground in every conflict that the United States has put its name to in the last quarter century. And not one time ever was Israel there.
Wow.
So they like to start it. They like to get us into it, but they don't help. So the United States at this point, in the next time where there's this, we have terminated operations because we no longer have the capacity. And I think Donald Trump's timer in this next escalation is the price of oil. He got the price of oil down enough, got enough of a breather, fuel's a little bit cheaper at the pump. 4th of July weekend, we're going into the summer. You can afford to put some fuel in your tank without breaking the bank. There's some breathing room. He's got a time limit because that's not going to stay as long as the Strait of Hormuz is closed again. That oil prices are going to tick back up to that over $120. Price of the pump's going to go up. He's got a time limit. When that next point of negotiation comes, it will not be in more advantageous position for the United States. But the United States must take that as an off-ramp and then move towards spending its time, its money, its resources, its diplomacy, its power with normalizing relations with Iran and the rest of the world. And that may mean no more Israel.
Right. And they put themselves in that position. I was joking earlier and my mic was off. We weren't connected. We literally, every time we do a show here, a rainforest dies because I got so many like articles and pieces of paper in front of me. I got Turkey right there. I got I got the foreign minister right there saying Israel needs another enemy. And he says, absolutely, Netanyahu is a threat to the international security. So, I mean, whether it's Turkey, whether it's Iran, whether it's Syria, whether it's Lebanon, any one of these conflicts they're going to get us into, they're never there when it comes to paying the bill. I think that's the key distinction. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar. Really quick, where can people find you again?
The most important place to find me is www.aguilarforuscongress.com. Right. And my pledge is that I only not take money from AIPAC. I don't take money from any political action committee whatsoever, big, small, medium. I take no money from no lobbyists, no special interest group, no political action committee, no mega donors. I only take donations and help from small individual donors, less than $2,000. And the only reason I use that money is directly to support the campaign that I need in terms of filing with the FEC, filing all the processes that you have to go through, all these processes to actually run.
Sure.
But I'm not buying anybody's vote, and I'm not bought. And if we want to start to change that, we're not going to change it through voting along party lines with traditional Republican or Democrat or Libertarian based on party lines, because they're all bought.
Well, I'll tell you something that you and me both know. It takes money to win a war, right? Whether that's an information war or an actual one. So you got to support the people that are in the arena right now, especially people running for political office. Thank you so much, Anthony Aguilar. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Another phenomenal interview in the books. We got a lot more news to cover today. I'm going to get into it all. I have some crazy Zelensky Trump footage, and it really makes me sick to my stomach. One of the greatest moments, or the only great moment I can think of when it comes to Donald Trump, was when he chewed out Zelensky in the Oval Office with J.D. Vance. And now they are best friends and best buddies. I want to go ahead and go to clip 39.
We've actually developed a good relationship. It's hard to believe, right?
Oh, no.
From the Oval Office to now, we've developed.
Pause it. Why don't y'all just kiss and get married? It's legal, right? Play it.
Relationship. And,
And this is not the end.
Oh, no, yes. You're a big masculine. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just the beginning. And, you know, the country has a lot of future. It is such great land, such great assets.
All right, so he's talking about such great land, such great assets. What do you mean, after we destroy all Ukraine, so then Larry Fink can come buy it all? What? Like, sure, it's great for the trillionaire class, not really for us. Hey, get that off the screen. Come on, you don't have to rub it in, guys. You don't have to rub in the insult of little Zelensky sitting next to our president. I mean, here's the thing. Netanyahu is stone cold evil, probably the half-brother of the devil himself. That being said, at least he is competent and evil. Zelensky is a complete puppet, Kevin Spacey type, who played the president on TV, who was installed by neo-Nazis and the CIA to run Ukraine and to bomb the Donbass.
Oh, yes, Mr. Trump, I enjoy spending time with you on Swan. Can you give me another billion, please? Please, I am getting so sad. I need nuclear weapon and another $100 billion.
I mean, here's how insane it is, right? And I'm losing my Zelensky impression. I'm losing my impressions. It's making me sad. But you have phases where they get good and they get bad, and it kind of comes in waves. The Ukrainians got an over $100 billion loan from the EU, with the condition on the loan being, oh, you gonna pay it back once you defeat Russia and take the assets. That's not gonna happen. Russia has thousands of nukes. Is this from the show? Is this a joke? Oh, it's real life. Yeah. You shooting the American people? You know, shoot my bank account down? I mean, all right. So here's the thing. We can look at this and say it was stupid for the Ukrainians to elect him, but then we got Trump. So, I mean, like, I just... pot meat kettle at a certain point. I mean, birds of a feather, they flock together. And get him off the screen. It's
oh, yes, I wear black tracksuit like lesbian stripper. Oh, yes.
Like, what is going on here? What is going on here? That's my Tucker impression. Okay, keep playing little Zelensky and Trump if we have more of 39. If we don't, I have 38.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with President Zelensky. We've talked a little while, and we speak on occasion by phone. We had a great talk the other day, I think, very positive. And I think we have some very good stories to tell, what's going on. He wants to see a settlement, and I think President Putin wants to see a settlement. And usually that means a settlement, but who knows, this is a tough one. But I just, we just had our NATO meeting, and it was a great meeting. You probably heard it was a great meeting. There was a lot of love in that room. A lot of unity. And I don't think it could have been, Marco. What do you think? It couldn't have gone much better. Do you have a feeling as to what you just saw?
Very positive. A lot of unity. Strengthen that unity.
Yeah, really good. Scott, what do you think?
Yes, sir. All the Europeans, they attributed you to saving NATO, and they want to do what they're supposed to do and do the right thing.
Yeah, there was something very special. And I will say that what they've done with Turkey and President Erdogan has been his friend of mine. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. Strong man, good man, and he's done a fantastic job. Every road, it's all, everything's perfect. He's from the airport to the destination, everything's been perfect. So we had a really good meeting, and we thought this would be a good time for President Zelensky and I to meet, and we'll see what we can do. But we've actually developed a good relationship. It's hard to believe, right? From the Oval Office to now, we've developed, I think we've developed a very good relationship. And
this is not the end.
No,
pause
this
it.
Is not, this is gonna
Oh, it is not the end. Look at his little face. All right, rewind it, go back to it. Look at this gusano. If you don't speak Spanish, that means worm. All right, look at this gusano. All right, yeah, rewind it and then go ahead and play it.
From the Oval Office to now, we've developed, I think we've developed a very good relationship. And
this is not the end.
No, this is not. This is going to be the beginning.
Pause maybe. It. Look at that little psycho freak giggling about getting to burn more of hundreds of billions of dollars of our taxpayer money, getting to kill more of his own people because he failed to sign the peace agreement in March of 2022 that we told him not to sign. This guy's a real monster. Here's the thing. I think he, I know we say this, I know it's true, right? Of course, but like, I think he is actually on cocaine, like at all of these giant, like dignitary events, like geopolitical events, like meeting events. Like he looks yacked up right now. He's geeked off the sauce right now. He's off a bean. I guess that's a Percocet, but you get the vibe. He's on drugs. Look at him. Come on, guys. All right, get him off the screen. That's enough of that. That's enough of that. We don't have to look at that anymore. Okay. I'm going to cover more news. I got a plug. I want to tell you guys about thealexjonesstore.com. I did a little plug when I was on with Anthony Aguilar. Specifically, I want to plug the Power Plant and Methyl Drive products. These are products that I invented, that I formulated to enhance, to give you the positive effects of taking methylene blue, whether you're taking it or not taking it. Specifically with the Methyl Drive product. I mean, you guys remember from back in the day, the ads, the PQQ, the CoQ10, the CoQ10, the PQQ. We've got that combined with magnesium and the proper form, the methylated form of that B vitamin, the methylfolate, all together in Methyl Drive at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at that, the Power Drive bundle. You want to take methylene blue to the next level? Here's the thing. I've been working out. I've been doing two-a-days, push-pull legs, getting in the pool, doing the show live every single morning. I have been running off of Ultra Methylene Blue, Power Plant, and Ultimate Methyl Drive. This is my go-to. I literally, it's so cool because I'll be honest, I formulate it, I get it for free, right? I made this for myself to take, right? Imagine getting to design supplements for yourself. Imagine the care and love you'd put into it. That's what I do for all of you guys because we're all doing the same stuff. It is all right there, literally in the Power Drive bundle. Sign up and save right now. It's all available. If you're already taking the Methylene Blue, you're going to love it. I just told you about Methyl Drive. What is Power Plant? Let me explain it to you. Imagine this. Imagine I give you a supplement that makes exercise, you know, feel better mentally through boosting dopamine, norepinephrine, neurotransmitter signaling through Rhodiola rosea, also known as golden root. Then I also give you a supplement that boosts oxygen carrying capacity, VO2 max, all sorts of mitochondrial energy factors as well. That's the cordyceps mushroom. Then imagine I give you boron to support raising your free testosterone and zinc to support raising your total and free testosterone as well. Then imagine I give you selenium. Then I imagine I give you black pepper to help it all absorb. That's all in one in Power Plant. I call it the new Super Male Vitality. And I think that it's better. Now, let me tell you about Super Male. Super Male Vitality is essentially a bunch of LH mimetic herbs, right, that mimic luteinizing hormone, and then it sends a signal, right, from pituitary to the gonads, or when you take this stuff, sends a signal to the gonads to make more testosterone. That product was super strong, worked super good, and I will come out with a new version of it, but The problem with anything that raises your testosterone is that, you know, it's positive negative feedback loop. It's going to go down eventually, maybe, especially some things that are super strong, like a tribulus terrestris, like a Fidasia agrestis, whatever, or Adago, whatever it's called. These really strong herbs, right? Why not use the minerals that we need in the most ideal biologically bioavailable form? That would be the zinc. That would be the boron, zinc citrate, zinc bisglycinate, excuse me. And then why don't we make it so things that already raise your testosterone, like, for example, working out, cardio, living healthier, eating better, why don't we make it so you have something like a cordyceps or like a golden root that makes that easier so you can get to that end result without having to deal with kind of the bulk and the clutter? Now, I'll be honest, I'm raising my testosterone right now, but I'm also taking Power Plant Methyl Drive and Ultra Methylene Blue from thealexjonesstore.com. You got to get on the same stack as me. We're going to be champions. We're going to be strong. We're going to win. We're going to get the Power Drive bundle right now on thealexjonesstore.com. And really quick, if you guys are interested, my personal Instagram, you want to see my fitness journey, I'm working out 6 days a week. I was very strong before. I was formerly an intermediate lifter. I was like overhead pressing 185 for 10, squatting 315 for 15. Like that, those were like, that's the range of my numbers, right? But I took like a year and a half off on the couch, got fat, got stressed out, bills, work life. I have payroll that I have to make. I have employees. It's a whole new ball game, right? But that's not an excuse. And I'm tired of being weak. So I'm back in the gym. If you guys want to see that and clips from the phenomenal Gray Area Talks, which is my evening show, and then New American Journal, which is the morning show as well, Gray Area on a Tuesday on the morning, go to my Instagram. It is the same name as my Twitter. If you already follow me on X, it should be super easy to find me. That's Rex Jones News on Instagram. There's going to be so much stuff on here for you guys. You want to see me lift and see how weak I am right now. Not too weak, right? I could deadlift like 245 for like 15 if I really wanted to. But we're going to get back up into like the 4-plate, 5-plate range. You're going to see some freaky stuff. It's going to be super cool. Go follow me on Instagram at Rex Jones News, always with the Z. And I'm going to do one little plug really quick because y'all don't have a sleep supplement. If you want a sleep supplement, I've got Knockout Sleep Support at 50%off.com. Okay. I've got Knockout, which is amazing. It's got melatonin, magnesium, GABA, L-theanine, hops flower leaf extract, lemon balm. Already mentioned so many things in there that boost sleep. Hundreds of thousands of units sold lifetime. Millions of people have gotten better sleep from this. Just a quick plug, because again, AJN, they don't have a sleep product. I do have one. Knockout is available at 50%off.com. That's 50%off.com. And you can see it right there. That's a new label. That's a new supplement, a new brand under the 50%off.com label. I've got BrainForce available as well. I've got Alpha Power available. I've got the classic toothpaste available. So much more on 50%off.com. But here, cut back to me. We're going to round out today with the discussion of Mitch McConnell and his wife's Chinese activities. So that's going to be key. You're going to want to stay with us. And I've got even more. I just want to show this really quick. Let's show that Harrison Smith clip number 6, because I really identified with this.
Caroline Levitt claims her statement on Gen Z being lazy was taken out of context. Following that topic, the Trump administration officials told Waters that Generation Z, to which she is a part, is lazy, born with silver spoons in their mouths, had become accustomed to getting everything handed to them, and should be drafted into the military and sent to Iran or Cuba. And this is what I mean. There is nothing, I guess it is entitled, but not in a negative way. You are entitled to your inheritance. That's what it means. That's why it's your inheritance. You are entitled to it. We are seeing our inheritance stolen, and we're mad about that. Why would we be okay with this? What is wrong about being entitled to your inheritance? That's the question I want to ask. What is wrong with being entitled to your inheritance?
So I really identify with this, because people all the time, they'll tell me, oh, Nepo baby, never had to work for anything your whole life. When I've been in the office filming, working, doing every single role from gopher to manager since I was 8 years old, right? And they take this place from us. They deplatform us. They take InfoWars away from me, my birthright away from me. And I'm noble, so I forgive it. I take the high road, Obi-Wan Kenobi archetype. I know what's going to happen in the end, so it doesn't matter. But this is like the endemic problem with society, is there is this victim culture where people believe that they are owed XYZ stuff, but then the people that actually deserve to benefit from a system that their ancestors set up get nothing, right? Or their parents or their whatever, right? Americans disenfranchised. You get the gist of what I'm trying to say here. So I don't let people talk to me that way anymore. Anyone that talks to me that way, I will have a 1 hour conversation with them anytime they want. Okay, like if I know them in person, obviously. About why they're wrong, how we were persecuted, how the lawfare was done against us, how it's a civil rights issue, how you got to stand up against it. I mean, that's why I want to talk to Sneeko so bad, right? It's because Sneeko is just wrong about this and setting everything else aside, Islam, Christianity, just a matter of law, a matter of America, a matter of what happened here in the past in this country, what happened in 2017. The deplatforming had nothing to do with Sandy Hook, okay? But all these people, these chuckle buddies, and I'm not even calling Sneeko that, okay? I'm trying to be respectful, so I'm not calling you that. I apologize, okay? I do want to have you on. But all these chuckle buddies, and I'm just talking about people I encounter like just in daily life and my life growing up and just all of it, right? That say, oh, you got rich off them, huh? You got rich off them. That's slander. That's a lie they told about us. They should owe us money. Do you understand? We were not allowed to defend ourselves. If you cut out a man's tongue, you don't prove him wrong. You prove you're afraid of what he had to say. And then we got Sneeko with the black cube. Hey, here's the thing, okay? I don't have a problem with Sneeko practicing his religion or doing whatever. I have a problem with Sneeko trying to issue an Islamic takeover and doing the throat-slitting motion, okay? Coming over here and saying Islam will enter every home. Guess what? I got three sisters, okay? They're not wearing hijab. They're not wearing burqa. Doesn't mean I want to kill people that wear hijab or burqa or anything like that overseas. And if they're here domestically, they can practice their religion. Here's the thing. No more immigration from a culture that is not ours. No more of those people brought in to displace actual Americans that have a history, a lineage here. And if you're black or if you're brown or if you're yellow, if you're Asian, Latino, whatever, you should care too. Because if you had grandparents that died here, if you had parents that died here, even you're a true American patriot, and you hear what I'm saying right now, these people want to destroy our way of life. And if you do not acknowledge the core of America, the core demographic of America has always been white European and a value system that reflected that, you cannot say, oh, we're just interchangeable units. We're going to sub this system in. That system is antithetical to every single thing that we believe. My dad was bringing up the reference of the church bells, right? The church bells ringing, they take those down. The call of prayer everywhere, right? That's never banned. That's never illegal. That's because it's not justice. It's a war. All right, now you can say it's an information war, Sneeko, but it is still conflict, and you cannot argue with what it says in your book. There are three options. You convert, you pay the jizya, if you're people of the book or whatever, or you die. That's what the Quran says. Not a hadith, not an imam, not a whatever. That's what your holy book says. You reference the Old Testament, written 3,000 years ago, and the New Testament is a reform on that, a fulfillment of that through Jesus Christ. Nothing makes sense in the Old Testament without Jesus Christ, is what we believe as Orthodox Christians and many Christians around the world, right? You can't say that Muhammad, born 700 plus years after the death of Christ, or 600, whatever it is, 6-7 Muhammad, 6-7 Muhammad, 6-7 Muhammad, right? You can't say, oh, it's the same thing as the Old Testament, because it's recent, it's modern, and us Europeans fought a war against you. Battle of Tours, 732 AD. Look it up. The caliphate in the West, it ain't happening in America. So I'll see you on the next break.
Fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have this system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I'm just kind of thinking about what I got going on, because we got Gray Area on Sunday, and then I got a full week of shows, of course, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I am live doing New American Journal, and that's on Rumble, New American Journal. I want to tell you guys, because you just watched me with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar, if you want to see me talk to Brandon Weikert, if you want to see me talk to Suleiman as another example, and many other distinguished guests, I want you to go subscribe to New American Journal and Gray Area Talks on Rumble. That is where I do the vast majority of my programming. I am but a humble intern here. I am but a guest host, and I sit in the chair when they need me to, and especially when I got big guests, big interviews, like I seem to have more and more nowadays. So I just want to say, everybody in the audience, maybe you've seen me before, maybe you hadn't. I'm Alex's kid. I came out of his balls 23 years ago. Now I exist, and I do broadcast media. I've been doing it basically all my life since I was 8 years old. So I'm also an American businessman, manufacturer, supplement salesman, you name it. I'm a man of many different traits. So I appreciate everyone that's still with me here today. I wanted to show this clip. I didn't get the chance to react to it this morning. This is kind of relating to Sneeko and what he said about the West being so degraded, corrupt, and decrepit. I want to show you a gentleman who hates himself, who hates his nation, hates his country, and is kind of wheeling around like a Wally person. And this is the culture that Sneeko says Islam is going to fix. Sneeko doesn't realize Islam is one of the many maladies that's been brought in to kill that host population. What happened? I'm still on air. All right. It went dark in the studio. It got kind of menacing here. Look at that. Look at that shot. New profile photo. Okay. You guys got to go to Gray Area Talks and New American Journal. What? Yeah, I'll play the clip.
I do not want to see the English flag anywhere now because of you people using it in a racist way as a tool of oppression. The people looking after me when I'm legally homeless on my
All right, go ahead and pause it.
Fill them all you like. I am legally homeless.
All right, well, I didn't know how many of y'all were switching in there. We got kind of a MacGyver situation going on. Here's the thing. That's a guy that's had his whole country destroyed, his entire birthright taken from him. He can't own a gun. He can't own an air conditioner. He can't own a house. He's got nothing. But they'll bring in a migrant population with a completely different antithetical religion to what's been in the UK for literally thousands and thousands of years. And they'll say, hey, we don't need you anymore. And you're going to die. You're not going to have kids. You're fat. You're in a chair. And honestly, people rip on people and do these like meme compilations. You rip on the liberals. Pray for this guy. Pray for this guy to find Christ and find the truth and to get out of this pit. Nobody's beyond being redeemed unless you're a pedophile. So we just need to pray for this person, this entity, and hope that it finds Christ and finds truth. Because this is what happens when your birthright's been taken. Okay? And it really pisses me off that you have people like that that have just been laid low by modern society that are native to the country. And then you bring in their replacements and the replacements get arrogant about their religion, get uppity about it and tell you theirs is better. Stay home. Don't come here. If your religion is better, then why leave the place where it's established law? That would be my question. Why do you come to the West to live in a Western country if the truth is Islam? And then there's plenty of different choices. There's like 30 or 50 Islamic countries you can choose. You're Shia, you live in Iran. You're Sunni, you live in Saudi Arabia. Give you an example, right? So you got this wide smorgasbord that fits all your ideology, all your ideation. If you're so amazing, why can't you build the space age civilization where you all dance on Muhammad there? Can you explain that to me? Why do you, oh, we're coming, we got to spread our message, got to do dawah. Oh, you mean the options convert, die, or pay the tax? Because if the goal is to convert people, and once you get a terminal mass of converting people, you start enforcing the law, your law, Islamic law, over the nation's law, you can't say, well, I worship my God. I don't think his holy book, I don't think the law in there is better than Constitution. Right? Like, you think Muhammad and Allah are supreme, then their law is better than Constitution, right? You see how that doesn't work? And just from a woman perspective, too, I love women. I really do. And to think about my three little sisters being forced to go outside with a male guardian. Think about my three little sisters having to wear a polyester bag, a trash bag. That's what the burqa is. And a hijab on their head. We don't do that here. Okay. And you could say, it's bigoted. It's racist. How dare you be mean about the hijab? Well, if they don't wear the hijab, they get cracked in the head. And I'll give you an example. My cousin, third cousin, Jerry Earl, served in Desert Storm, 35-year military veteran. He told me he was over there one time, over there in the Middle East, and, you know, a girl just looked at him for a second. She got cracked in the head with a pipe. And then when he tried to do something about it, he got in trouble with his people, right? Because you're not allowed to interfere. That's their culture, right? Well, if that's your culture, I don't want it here. And if you want to practice some sort of reform, moderate thing where you promise and disavow not to do the conquest, rape, enslavement of the women, then maybe we can talk. But we are not going to do, especially, and here's the point, a lot of it is the Sunni terrorism, right? The Salafi, Takfiri, Wahhabists, right? The fundamentalists. You want a good example of this? Watch Jay Dyer's debate with, not Daniel Hachikachu, Jake the Muslim metaphysician. If you want an example of some of the insane things these people believe. So it's just, it's antithetical to our culture. It's not what we do here. Like my dad said, they literally started it. Okay, the caliphate started it. We ended it in Europe. We kicked them out. Okay, Charles Martel, Battle of Tours, 732 AD. Took a lot longer for Spain with the Moors. That was a 400-year slave empire. Are you kidding me? And then I got to hear about how I'm bad because I'm white or whatever. Are you smoking crack? The people that refined and literally built the slave trade get like complete indemnification from that. And then it's the evil white people or whatever. We're not doing that. Okay. All that being said, I don't want anybody to die. Everyone's made by God, made in the image of God. Everyone deserves a right to live. And those societies are those societies. And see, that's why my position is logical and correct. There's nowhere you can poke in and say, hey, you're not being fair. Hey, they do their thing. We do our thing. Never the two shall meet or mix. That's my opinion. Oh, you don't want immigration. Oh, you're racist against the culture. You're Islamophobic, blah, blah, blah. It is antithetical to our legal system. How can you swear an oath of loyalty to the Constitution if you believe there's a system of law that's greater than that, right? Our Constitution, based on biblical principles, not Islam. So I really want to talk to Sneeko about that. But honestly, even more than that, the free speech thing, we could keep it to whatever he wants to do. If you don't want to do it, you're missing a huge opportunity. It's a big mistake to not do the stream. And I'll be around for a while. So eventually, whether it's in person, whether I bump into you at an event or whatever, I'm coming. So just TikTok. Might as well get it over with and do the interview. And from just not from a mean perspective or a bad perspective, I swear. I literally swear that. But from a perspective of, we need to get this done because you have a big audience that you've misled about the Sandy Hook stuff. Okay. And we could have the Islam debate, whatever. Or you could do it again with my dad or whatever. I noticed that he didn't come back on stream. And here's the thing. Sneeko was trying to do a good job being a debater. My dad energy mogged him. And that's fine. I would get energy mogged too. I can't withstand it. So Sneeko has a great career. I'd love to talk to him. That being said, let's get back into the news here. Go ahead and play clip 36. Bezalel Smotrich, the finance minister, says anyone who attacks Israel should lose land permanently. Go ahead and play. Here, pause it. Just play it muted. And he's saying they grow up with this deep hatred. It's like their mother's milk. So they grow up against Israel. There's one thing in a sense that makes the enemy garbage. Do you want to take the garbage? Certainly. In any case, whoever gets involved with us, whoever gets involved with us will lose garbage forever. He's talking about land. 2 weeks after the Six-Day War and land on the Nine-Day War, 6 years later, there is Yom Kippur War. There's no one in the world who does not exaggerate. We took a piece of land. Okay, so it's always about annexation. I just covered that with Anthony Aguilar. He did a great job of explaining. And really, I came to the conclusion as well that, you know, they're actually, if you think about the war from the perspective of what Israel wants, they're a lot closer to what they want to achieve than I had originally anticipated, right? Because it's about cutting these corridors, cutting these like cookie cutter shark bites out of the land, and then entrenching yourself, setting up the logistical routes, and then actually being able to employ that technology that they do have access to. So if you think about us destroying our empire so that these people can settle, my bad, freaking 9 million people, and they want to get others to immigrate and move there. Why would you do that? Why would anyone move there? Like, seriously, why? And like, this is, Lawrence Wilkerson talks about it all the time. This is going to be a failed state. You can't do this. This military operation all the time, the bombings, the missiles, the attitude of the population. You have a population that voted for Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir says to burn all of Lebanon. For every one of their of our mothers that weeps, 1,000 of their mothers must weep. You know, how do you think that's going to work out long term? Okay, do those societies, do you think they're going to come up with the cure for cancer? Or maybe COVID 2.0, maybe one that actually kills everybody. Like, you have to be a sick freak to come up with some of these ideas. I mean, think about the idea of the pager, right? I thought that was badass when they used the pager to blow up all the terrorists. You think it was badass when they gave one to Trump? They gave Trump a pager. You don't give the pager to your friend. You know, just another thing that's excused, wiped off the map. I'll read you this. Smotrich reveals Witkoff's promise.
What's your source for that? You don't have a source, do you?
I do, actually. It's IsraelNationalNews.com. Smotrich discloses a conversation he had with Steve Witkoff following Witkoff's visit to Gaza, quoting him as saying, I won't let 2 million Nazis live next to your children. So the babies are Nazis, the old women are Nazis, the pregnant mothers are Nazis, the population, which I think is like 50% under 18 or 40% under 18, they're all Hitler. Isn't that convenient? Wouldn't you just like to be able to, hey, my boss is Hitler. He's not giving me a pay raise. How about I whack him? Like, it's just so insane. Finance Minister Smotrich revealed Thursday evening details from a conversation he held with U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, shortly after his appointment to the role. Smotrich said that the meeting took place alongside then Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer a day after Witkoff visited the Gaza border and viewed footage documenting the atrocities of the October 7th attack. Smotrich recounted that Witkoff was visibly shaken by the footage and told him, Bezazel, I will not let 2 million Nazis live next to your children along the border fence. So I will not let them, yours. It's just these aren't our people, right? Like, I'm not an Israeli. I'm not a Jew. Like, I'm not you. Like, I'm an American patriot, right? And I'm white. So, like, why are we doing this? Like, for real, seriously, I don't care about them. In the same way, I got to be honest, I don't care about Iran, right? It's horrible the civilians have been murdered. I'm outraged about that and the war crimes, but I'm more mad at us for breaking international law. I want out of the Middle East. I want us gone. Why are we still there? Why are we still doing this? It's for that other nation that we serve. And hey, you say, oh, who's Steve Witkoff? He's just a guy, special envoy, friends of Trump. That is a de facto Secretary of State saying that. That's what that means. And we got four right now. We got Witkoff, we got Kushner, we got Rubio, and we got Vance. So what the hell is going on? We don't know. It's schizophrenia. Schizophrenia means split head. That is what is going on in our country right now. I want to go ahead and go to the next thing here real quick. He didn't end up showing. I was really looking forward to talking to him about it. Byron Donald staffer, okay, this guy, he's at an event, and I think James Fishback's trying to get into the event. This boomer is on, like, way too much TRT. His test dose is way too high. You know, he's been going to those Florida men's clinics, you know. He's been really enjoying the glute injections. Look at this. Here, play it with audio. Restart it. Look at this. He's disabled. Restart it. Pause it. Yeah, so assault, menacing somebody to the degree that they think they're going to get hit, that's a crime. And that guy's disabled as well, so he literally can't fight back. So that's like the smallest thing that you can do. That guy's the weakest guy around. I would completely fold that guy. I would front kick him through a wall and break his old brittle bones if I saw him do that to a disabled man. Disgusting. And he knows it. He knows he's weak. And he did it to multiple people. Okay, not just this guy. He also did it to Fishback staff themselves. He pushed them. He was yelling in their face saying the F word. Look at that. Look at that. I'm big man, beating up a guy in a wheelchair, huh? Think you're cool? Think Florida's tough? Go to Texas. Let's see what's up. Old man, brittle man, broken man. It just pisses me off. It's just flaunting the power of, you know, I'm the boomer. I'm on TRT. I'm on steroids. I'm working for Byron Donalds, ushering in Jewish control of my state forever. You know, and I see that guy in the chair, the disabled man, the weakest guy there, strongest guy there morally, of course, spiritually, but the like physically, like most incapable person there. I'm going to go pick on him because it's 100% safe. What a F-A-G-G-O-T. Wow. Hold me back, bro. Hold me back, bro. Wow. That's a bundle of sticks for you. Okay, we can come off that. We've also got Byron Donalds himself, Emperor Palpatine, attacking, or not attacking, but just menacing in a grocery store. This woman has filed a lawsuit, and this is breaking news. I wanted to talk to Fishback about this, against Byron for doing this. This is back in 2022. She's suing his wife for something or something related. Go ahead and pull up an article about it if you guys can. It'll be easy to find. And he menaced her in the grocery store, threatening her. I've got the quotes. It's just, I got so much news and so many stacks. It's the only problem. I think we did have something on it for sure. Oh, I got my Byron stack over here. It was hiding in a Naples grocery store. Donalds approached Kelly Mason over a lawsuit involving him and his wife over a charter school they attempted to take over. Donalds confronted her in public, and when she disengaged, he followed her and lurched over her, screaming for her to stop the lawsuits and settle it right now. This is a 6'5", 300-pound giant dude, by the way. Yeah, exactly. When a man can't defer a personal dispute in a supermarket, how can he be trusted to govern a state? So we've got that. We've got that as well. Already covered that. It's just what is going on in Florida where you have an independent, not independent, you have a Republican candidate that literally a Republican candidate. Yeah, excuse me. A Republican candidate polling at like 20-30%. And then you won't get on a debate stage with him. He's got to get on a debate stage with the veteran with the fake leg or something from another state. What? Like, what's going on there? Byron Donalds won't show up to play ball because Byron Donalds is what he eats. He's chicken. That's as simple as I can put it. Byron Donalds is too afraid to debate James Fishback. I thought it was so funny when they had the giant chicken costume, the giant inflatable chicken. I thought that was hilarious. And I think we need to see more of that in just politics and media. And don't ridicule these people, okay? You won't debate a guy that's basically pulling neck and neck against you? Well, you need to be called out for that, made fun of for that. The younger generation loves that. They absolutely love it. They're on board for it. You're seen as like an old codger if you think that's rude. So, like, I think it's time for more of that in political society and media. And I got multiple angles of that attack again on the guy in the wheelchair. Let me just go ahead and do it again. I got to plug my Instagram, which is Rex Jones News. Go follow me. It's Rex Jones News with a Z. That's on Instagram. It's the same name as my Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I do the Rumble Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single morning. And I do Gray Area Talks, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Thursdays and Sundays. It's crazy. Today I've done, let me think, I've done 15 hours and then I did 18 hours and then now wrapping up here. I'll be live or have been live for 21 hours this week, okay? Forgive me if I'm running on fumes here a little bit, but I need you guys to go to Rex Jones News on Instagram and just go ahead and follow me there because I'm trying to make it so you can see the entire journey of the fitness, the entire evolution of the media platform I'm building, totally independent, new media network, Gray Area Talks, New American Journal, their shows in the morning and the evening. And you'll notice none of it conflicts with InfoWars or Alex Jones Network. None of it conflicts with the Alex Jones Network, right? So you're not going to miss any of your favorite shows, whether that's Alex or Harrison or my dad, excuse me, on the network, right? If you're going to watch me in the morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., I'm literally doing the old American Journal, but it's new. Change the name. So, haha, it's mine. Take that, evil lawyers. And then I've also got, like I said, Gray Area Talks in the evening, as well as 50%off.com and Jones CBD. Literally, if you can see it, if you can recognize it, I'm just doing the same thing my dad did. Literally. And people say, you're a grifter. You sell supplements. Oh, I'm sorry. I engage in retail business to organically fund my media operation where everyone else, you know, they take payouts, handouts, money to push a product they don't know anything about, like a greens powder or whatever that you make 7% on. I do the same thing I watched my dad do as a kid, which is you go out to a source, you get the great product, and you give that to the people at the best price imaginable. And then you're allowed to do flights, you're allowed to do journalism, hire reporters, hire editors, hire producers. That's how you build independently. And like I said to Anthony Aguilar, it takes money to win a war. So everyone that's been here literally watching me grow up over the years, there is a place for you if you want to see the next step of my evolution. And that is, of course, my ex and my Instagram of the same name, Rex Jones News with a Z. And I really do appreciate everyone that goes and checks that stuff out. I got a lot of reels up and available for you. Let's close on a final clip. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the best broadcaster of them all? Alex Jones, obviously. All right, let's go ahead and show this. Video of people destroying Flock cameras. Clip 5. Bitch! All right, pause it. All right, there's the rap music. It's a bit of a problem. But you look at that. Here's the thing. I can't endorse it, obviously. Do not do it. Certainly not. Do not go do that. Do not go any steps, coordination that might lead you to doing that. I won't even give you anything that could be perceived as any sort of indication. Do not do that. That being said, you're going to start seeing a lot more of it because people are realizing their Fourth Amendment right that they have. Keep in mind, these rights that they take away from us, they cannot be taken away. Okay. So they say, oh, we have the right to surveil you all the time. Oh, we have the right to take your gun. Oh, we have the right to deplatform you. Oh, we have the right to take your speech. Oh yeah. Cause last time I checked, my rights didn't change. Constitution didn't get rewritten. It was you guys passing laws that are in violation of my rights. That's what all of this is, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up to it. Wake up to the reality of it. And of course, I can't endorse it, but we're going to see a lot more of it, aren't we? Aren't we going to see a lot more of it? I know a lot of people are excited about that as well. And it's just the arrogant hubris of thinking you could spy and control everyone forever. This is how you get full-scale societal revolt. Yeah, I'll read this. Why people won't stop destroying flock surveillance cameras. The United States has long been a nation caught between two extremes. Not wanting to be monitored and totally fine with surveillance. That's because people are dumb and propagandized. I hate Vice. That's all propaganda. I don't need to read it. The pattern was documented by journalist Brian Merchant. Is he a Brazilian? In his newsletter, Blood in the Machine. Two flock cameras recently destroyed weeks after city officials voted to extend their contract, despite vocal public opposition. What's similar there? Come back to me. What's similar there? We got people, it's like a rap sheet. They got 13, 4 destroyed, 2 destroyed, you name it. Oh, people are protesting against the data centers, right? And the data centers still get built, even though, like, literally we see entire city councils of people like yelling, saying, no, stop this. We do not want this in our town. They still try to build them anyway. This ain't going to last forever, especially when people don't have money for food. And that is why ultimately everything that I cover, whether it's geopolitical, whether it's a technology, whether it's domestic here at home, we have to stop this destructive, hyperbolic curve that we are on. It's got to be put to an end, because we got T-minus like 3 years before we don't have a country anymore, before this place becomes Brazil, if we're not serious about it. And the chuckle buddies over on the right that squandered the greatest political opportunity for the Republican Party ever, with the shattering of the Democrats with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden in 2024, that tell us that we should kiss Trump's boots and be grateful for the opportunity to be MIGA, to be real MIGA. I say MIGA, please. I was never even MAGA. I was always America First, 1776. That's what we are. That's what we'll be. We're not doing these wars anymore. We're not doing the economic destruction anymore. We're not doing mass surveillance anymore. We're not oppressing our people anymore, because everybody's going to know what was taken from them. And that's my entire mission as a broadcaster. I may not have all the answers. I may not be right about everything, or, you know, I may make mistakes and definitely do. But at my core, I'm somebody that understands something was taken from me, just like it was taken from you and everyone that lives in this beautiful country, this blessed land that God gave us. The true chosen people, the true promised land, is the United States of America, not Israel, not Iran, not Russia, not China, not Europe. It is America. And until we realize that and start putting America first instead of foreign power, foreign influence, foreign nations, we give all these nations hundreds of billions of dollars in aid, and then we can't build a wall after the American people vote for it. We're not doing this anymore. So I'll see you 8 a.m., 11 a.m. every morning. New American Journal, 7:30 to 9:30, Gray Area Talks at night. I'm live 1 out of 7 days in the week, a full 24 hours for you. I will catch you on the other side.
Forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon fentanyl, the dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. people came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.